The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and you're going to hear a recap of some of the conversations, but the heart of it is faith, family, and fun. And so Mother's Day has just passed, and we're going to talk on today's podcast about why my husband was praised by a local store clerk, but really, I just bossed him. We're also going to talk about how producer Tom's mom is an absolute hero, and I want to steal one of the things from her playbook on how to make sure your kids turn out all right. And we're also going to try Mountain Dew's new flaming hot spicy soda. We'll let you know if it's a good drink for summer or if it's a hot mess. Yesterday, we honored our strong moms, and producer Tom definitely has one.
Yeah, that's a great word for mom, because there was four kids. I'm the baby. And my brother, he was going down a bad path, Joy. He was starting to do things that if he kept doing it, he might have gotten in trouble, especially with the law.
Like as a teenager?
Yeah, like graffiti, right?
Oh,
graffiting.
No.
Fences and stuff like that. So my mom knew someone. Her son was a corrections officer, so he worked in the prison.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, can you tour him around it, you know, to try to scare him?
To be like, this is where you're going to sleep if
yeah.
you don't straighten up. Really?
And he did it. And he was like a new kid after that.
Oh,
and
snap.
This is, my brother would like, if my leg touched him in the back of the car, he'd be punching it. You know, he was a horrible brother, but now we're like really good friends.
So you're telling me he turned into a good man?
He turned into a great person. I think that was the turning point.
I feel like so many moms are going to start taking tours of prisons. It's not even funny.
You got to scare them straight.
We have new songs that air all the time, but we don't always get to shine a spotlight on them. And so we play a game every Monday, and you have a chance to win. But really, Tom has a chance to win you a prize. And so far, I think you've gotten one right. Oh, I didn't turn on his proper microphone. I've got you.
You gotta turn me on, Joy.
Sorry.
I think it was one. Maybe,
yes.
Maybe two. I got one artist right and one song right.
One and a half.
Never like together. And last week was for King and Country, by the way.
All right. See, he still remembers. Okay, so I'm just gonna be straight up. This new song this week is hard. I'm gonna play you a 5-second clip. If Tom gets it right, he wins you a prize. If he gets it wrong, you can win yourself one. All right, here's your new Music Monday song.
Feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins.
Do you know it?
I do. Well, I know the artist, at least.
See, he only ever knows half. All right, go ahead. Give us half.
It's a Blessing Offer.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Okay, I did not think you were going to get that because it's very new, but it's also one of the most powerful songs we're playing. Blessing Offer, do you know the name?
Oh my gosh.
He has to sing it.
No.
Okay. If you get the name of the song, and really all you have to do is sing it a little bit, you will win yourself a prize. So let's see if we can actually get someone who knows the name of this song.
Brighter Day.
I know there's gonna be some brighter day.
Woo!
Yay! You get a whole shirt, not a tank top.
No crop tops for Christine.
Thank you so much. I love it. It's just so positive and helps me keep my mind on the right track when I'm getting down.
When most news stories that we hear can bring on anxiety, I think it's time we share a little joyful news. One of the most memorable moments for a lot of high schoolers is prom. And as that's wrapping up for a lot of kids, one school in Virginia had a very special king and queen. Anna Anderson and Zane Wales are Down syndrome students in the school. And the faculty and the student body, they love these kids. And so they nominated them. And when they won prom king and queen, they were so shocked. But the best part was the room erupted. Everyone was so insanely happy for them and celebrated them the way that these students deserve to be celebrated. Hey, it's Joy. Just taking a quick break from this podcast to tell you about our incredible sponsors. You know when you're watching a scary movie and all you want to yell at the TV is, don't go in there. That's a really bad decision. Don't you wish somebody would do that through our entire lives? It's why you want to work with someone that you trust, especially when it comes to money. I'm talking about our friends at United Faith Mortgage. Last year, my husband and I decided it was time to refinance our home. But the first company we started to work with just gave us an uneasy feeling. And that's when I remembered United Faith Mortgage has this direct lender advantage. What it means is there's no middleman, and it often gets you a better rate. It could even save you monthly and lifelong money. So instead, we refinanced with United Faith Mortgage. And everywhere along the line, they said, you know, maybe we shouldn't do that. That's probably not a good decision. Someone even came to our home to help us sign the final papers. Check out this faith and family company at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
I know that you were nervous about what you were going to get your wife. Was she happy?
One of them didn't come in. One of the gifts.
Oh, no.
Already a fail.
Well, half happy. And my husband actually did really well. I went to a store where he got me a gift card to spend it yesterday. And the woman said, I remember your husband. She said, he's incredible. I was like, what? Excuse me? And she said, he came in here telling everybody that he was going to get you gift cards to all your favorite spots and just let you have a day to shop by yourself. And I said, he is incredible, but I told him that's what I wanted because I'm just tired of getting stuff that I don't want that I would probably take back. And so I said, just let me have the time. And honestly, I got a necklace and I love it. So I feel like being bossy's good. Would you prefer your wife do that?
I wish, because it's a game for me in my house.
Okay.
You should know me. I guess I don't know you well enough.
See, I know I felt rude, but I was like, I'm done with the games. And I got what I liked.
There you go.
There's weird new foods coming out all the time you probably see on the shelves, and we try them so you don't have to. This is Taste Test Tuesday.
Get in my belly! Come on!
Producer Tom has brought us something very weird to drink today.
I really don't know. Ron, our boss, said this sounds like a heart attack in a can.
You may witness something very dangerous on the radio.
Yeah, so not sure if we're going to live to be able to tell the tale, but it's the Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot. Are you a fan of Mountain Dew at all?
It's okay. I don't drink it on the regular because I feel like it would make me super hyper and insane. And yeah. I know it's not very good for you either, but this is supposed to taste like citrus and spicy. I don't know if they put cayenne pepper in it. I don't know how you make a drink spicy.
Yeah, it's a blast of heat and citrus, and it's, you know, it's actually hot today. It's
summer
almost.
I know, that doesn't sound like a good summer beverage, but no. Mountain Dew doesn't care. They're like, we're doing it. So we're going to go ahead and crack it and take a little sip and tell you if this is something you should try or not.
Oh,
that is always a good sound. I do like a cold soda on a summer day, but this is cold and spicy.
So I'm going to pour you some.
Okay, let's see what color.
Look at the color.
Ah, it's orange.
Wow.
No.
How much do you want, Joy?
Not a lot.
Look at that.
I mean, normal Mountain Dew is not a normal color anyways.
There you go.
This looks like lighter fluid. With fire in it.
It looks like an orange, like Crush. Orange
actually
Crush.
It smells like Crush, too. Okay,
all right,
let's try it.
Cheers, Joy.
3, 2, 1.
Cheers. Here we go.
Ooh. I want to cry. It went up in my sinuses.
Did it? Are you getting that like tingly
it's
feel
awful.
After? After
yes,
the fact.
it's I don't know how they did it, but it's genuinely spicy. If you like a spicy drink, I think you might really like it because there's a sweet at the beginning.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
If you get heartburn a lot with like food, this is probably not for you because I can already feel it coming on. It kind of has a sun-kissed Crush taste with an extra kick to it.
If you want to try it, but you don't want to go to the store, dump some pepper in your orange cream soda. That'll be the exact same thing. I'm going to give this a 2 out of 10.
I'll give it a 3. 3
Whoa,
out of 10.
Yeah. But still horrible. Sorry. It's bad. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.